And in this same paper, there's energy levels are listed in a table. So not just the plot, but it gives you the table. And it gives you the energy levels in 1958 with pretty good precision. So these energy levels can be calculated with quantum mechanics precisely, and they can also be measured quite precisely. And this is the top of the first page of energy levels for singlets. So all of these energy levels, there's two electrons. So we're always looking at two electron wave functions and the energies of a two electron wave function. And all of these two electron wave functions can be divided into triplets and singlets. A singlet will have an antisymmetric spins part, so a symmetric orbital part. And a triplet has an antisymmetric orbital part and a symmetric spin part. And it's a triple because there are three possibilities for symmetric spin. The possibilities for symmetric spin for two electrons are up, up, down, down, and up, down, plus, down, up. The antisymmetric possibility is up, down, minus, down, up. So these are the singlets, and they're labeled by two integers. On my other slide, those integers were called nu and j, but now they're called nu and k. But these are the two integers that you use together with the spectroscopic constants to calculate all these energy levels. And there's three pages like this for the singlets, and then there's three pages for the triplets.